Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
I have my credit card company tells me that there have been two charges on my debit card. The first one is from December 15th for $5.74, and the second one was for $12.21. I'm sorry, let's try that again. The first one is from the 15th for $5.74. The second one is from December 21st for $67.32. And I have no record of any transactions, and I don't know what this is for. Can you tell me, please?
Yes, sir. May I please have your zip code?
47401.
Can I have your first and last name, sir?
Yeah, my first name is Douglas. My last name is Wissing, Wissing.
Can you verify that address for me for security purposes?
The address is 2200 East Maxwell Lane, Bloomington, Indiana, 47401.
You said 2200 East Maxwell Lane, Blotman, Indiana?
Bloomington, Indiana.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Okay, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Yeah, again, I have no record of any transaction. I have no idea why I'm being billed for these two things.
Okay, so the reason you're being charged, the 5732, is because of the first charge you made on December 14th. You enter into a sweepstakes, sir, for a chance to win a crusade. And by you making that charge, sir, you were agreeing to the terms and conditions. And those terms and conditions stated that if you do not call in to cancel your account, you will be billed monthly. And each time you're billed, it will increase your chances of winning.
Okay. This, obviously, this is a scam. I need to cancel this, and I need to have these two charges credited.
Did you not make the first charge on December 14th, $5.74?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
You entered to a sweepstakes for a chance to win pots and pans?
I have no idea.
Okay, sir.
This
well,
is a scam. This is a scam. I do need for these to be credited.
Well, I can't refund you anything right now. I'll have to transfer you over to the fraud department because this would be considered fraud, and we take fraud very seriously. You will have to ask the fraud department regarding that matter, but I will be canceling the account out for you so they won't charge you anymore in the future. Just give me one moment. Okay, sir, is there anything else I can do for you today before transferring you over to our fraud department?
No. Please confirm that you have canceled that. And
I can give you a confirmation number.
Hang on one second, please. Okay, I'm ready.
That's C as in Charlie, 263-280-968.
C, 263-280-968.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day. Please stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.